Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on this Sunday in Springfield. We're catching up with Coley ahead of a 6:05 p.m. first pitch tonight. And Colina, a week ago we were talking about how excited we were for the break, but it seems like post-break the guys have been pretty sharp in the first couple games. Would you agree?
Yes, man. You know, I believe, you know, they're pro. I know for sure after before the break, we have a great conversation. You know, we as the coaches and spoke with them, like, go home and spend time with the family, but at the same time, do what you're supposed to do to stay in shape. So when you get back, you know, when the other half starts, so you do you and your best and put yourself in the best position to go back and compete.
Dan Egan starts today and coming off a really good start last week at home against Arkansas. Got a big-time pitching matchup. We see Liam Doyle again after we beat him in June. Egan beat the Cardinals back in June as well, so got to hope that he can do well again.
Yes, man, Egan, he's so competitive. He's good. You know, he just needs to attack, throw strikes. We got a great defense behind it, and I know their pitcher is very good too, so it's going to be a good game, good matchup, and I cannot wait.
The 6-run top of the first inning on Friday night really set a great tone. I mean, you as the manager, that had to make you happy that the guys were swinging it from pitch one on Friday.
It's crazy and it's kind of hard to believe because, you know, the boys went home, reset, you know, and you don't know as a manager what to expect when they get back. But, you know, it's hard to do, man, in the game. Like when you knock down, you know, the starting pitcher in the first inning, that's impressive. And the boys get all the credit.
Izzy promoted after his double start last week, and I talked with Gabby yesterday about it, but it seemed like he just evolved throughout the season and also figured out how to pitch at Hodgetown as well. What do you think was ultimately the key to him earning that trip to Reno?
So happy for him. He's one of the hardest workers we have here, and Gabby did a good job with him and trying to keep him positive all the time because, you know our environment when we play in Hodgetown, you know, it's not easy to pitch there, but his confidence level was always there. He never was afraid to attack hitter using his best pitch that basically is the fastball, and, you know, he deserved it. He earned it, man.
It's been a great weekend for Junior Franco so far. Had the huge swing on Friday night, but it seems like you and him have a pretty unique relationship where I think you guys are willing to talk a little smack to each other quite often. Can you just describe what Franco brings to this clubhouse and what he means to you?
I don't want to say it, but he's more like the kid like everybody love. You know what I mean? And we had a great relationship. This is my third year managing him. You know, he's, believe it or not, he's been in my house a couple of times when we barbecued around the spring training. So that's the guy, like, you know what I mean? Like, the clubhouse needs every day. Mm-hmm. Like, he make fun of people. People make fun of him. He has the same personality. He's always smiling. Like, you never see Franco mad, you know? So I'm happy for him. He's been, like, that guy in the clubhouse. And at the same time, you know, second half for him start very good, you know, delivering, like, double on the gap. We bases loaded and has, like, 4 or 5 RBI so far. So, you know, I'm happy where he at right now.
Also, our guy Conicello got the promotion to AAA, another well-deserved promotion for Conti. One, what do you think got him to AAA, and what have you thought of Trent Youngblood so far?
You know, Conti, I'm happy for him too. He's his second year here in AA, even when you don't even expect for him to go to AAA because a couple guys got hurt. He was in the right moment, the right spot, doing the right things. And this is what happened in the game, man. This is so unpredictable. You don't know. Today you're here, tomorrow you know where you're going to be. But I wish him the best, you know. And so far he's performing in AAA too, so he's doing pretty good.
And Youngblood, his replacement, seems like he kind of brings something to this team that we don't have a ton of, the ability to steal a base in any moment. He's a real quick guy out there in the outfield. He just seems like he fits well into, he's kind of a missing piece of this offense, in my opinion.
Yes, he's fast. He's going to be able to steal bases. He's a good defender. You know, he knows the game well, and as another lefty in the lineup, but he know how to manipulate the barrel. You know, he give you good quality ABs, and, you know, he's going to be a good fit for our team.
And this last trip, we're heading to Corpus after the game tonight. This is the real last huge one of the season, to Corpus and then back home. So it really is kind of the light at the end of the tunnel for these guys in this brutal travel that we have all season.
It's crazy, man, but, you know, again, we're lucky and blessed. We can complain. It's still minor league. It's a grind. Yeah. You know, like I always say, you don't like it, we need to play better, we need to coach better, and it's what it is. We need to move forward, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time. I know it's going to be crazy travel for us, and tonight and after six games in Corpus, we got to go back another 12 hours, but it's what it is, man. Like, you know, boys are mentally prepared. They had to come back and do their best, and I know they will perform.
Coley, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.